This is Mary Cross, KRA US Mary, date is on 10-14-13. Please address this letter to Dr. Elliman. Dear Dr. Elliman, this is a follow-up note to Ms. Cross. She's an 87-year-old lady, very vigorous for her age, who returns to a follow-up. She had some left foot and leg pain and was found to have spinal stenosis as physical therapy and metrol dose back. She's scheduled to see Dr. Perez O'Pierre. She also claimed that she had one episode of abdominal discomfort at night, and then next day when she had a bowel movement, this got better. She has occasional... she denies any fever, she's an ISIS, although she's still somewhat concerned about her weight loss. She's lost another 3 pounds and she claims that because of her pain, the left hip and leg is not very active. No cough, chest pain, palpitations, paracovitin, physical development chart for your paracovitin chest x-ray in January 2013. Showed chronic changes. The previously described small pulmonary nodules were unchanged. Impression, right side lumpectomy 2001, test post tamoxifen arimidex, number 3 coronary artery disease, test post BTCA 1994, number 3 weight loss, number 4 IBS, number 5 test post hysterectomy, number 6 lung nodules, probably histoplasmosis, followed by Dr. Alford, number 7, spinal stenosis. Patient is having some left hip discomfort and also had one episode of abdominal pain, therefore we, and also has some weight loss, therefore we are getting a CT of the abdomen and pelvis. Theoretically, this even could be just degenerative disease or related to spinal stenosis. She recently underwent a CBC, CMB at Dr. Elliman's office, which was normal. We'll schedule for CAT scan of the abdomen pelvis if this is normal. Follow-up in 6 months. Her last mammogram in June 2013 was normal, and bone density in September of 2012 showed a T-score of minus 1.7. Again, I do appreciate the opportunity. Care sincerely, and you should copy to Dr. Alfred. This is on 10-14-13.